Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marcus Thompson from the Bay Area News Group. Good enough to join us here on the Damon Brew Show. Marcus, what'd you think of the stink that the Wizards made over JaVale McGee's deep, late in the shot clock three?
You know, I actually kind of get it. You know, it's a blowout. The game is over. And JaVale, who's not a shooter, taking a three is like, it's a little bit of a mockery. It's like, hey, I'm about to step back and try a three. There was 5 seconds left on the shot clock. So it's not like it was like 2-1, shoot. He had 5 seconds. He could have backed him down and did something. But it just, in that situation, in a regular game, he would never take a three. So doing it at that moment is almost like, now these dudes are so done and I don't care about them, so I'm going to take a playful joking shot. So I kind of get it, even though I think they were exaggerating. I understand the origins of their irritation.
My whole point would be, like, is there a less threatening shot than JaVale from about 30? You know what I mean? Like, that is
right?
A concession. That is them conceding the possession right there in front of you. And, like, to me, if anyone takes a shot when the game is all but won, the shot clock is over, now that, man, that is some serious rule book violation. You do have to dribble out a dead clock, and they're not going to foul. You just dribble it out. You do not take a shot. I just think that there is a serious anti-JaVale that has been multiplied by the anti-Warrior strutting anything, and that's what got to the Wizards more than anything else.
I think so. I think, you know, I think part of it, too, is that Brandon Jennings was once Curry's equal, right? Maybe even considered Curry superior. When they were rookies, he dropped 55 on Steph in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And since then, it's like, you know, Steph goes out there and lights him up. And I think there's some, you know, Brandon Jennings doesn't really like how it all worked out. I think some of that is there. But generally speaking, I think most of these unwritten rules are just like spoil sports who are just upset at losing, so they want to figure out a way to complain about something. It's like, how about you just not lose and suck it up? Especially these 90s players who was always talking about how tough their league was, and then it's like some soft little, you can't do that rule. Like, either you tough or you not. Take your L like a man.
There you go, Marcus Thompson, here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, how about Steph Curry playing the best basketball of his entire season, coinciding with your book about Steph Curry? That's nice advanced promo he's doing for you, isn't it?
You know, it was looking suspect there. I'm like, Steph, are you really about to tank and, like, make me look stupid for writing about your miraculous rise? But, you know, Steph, as he tends to do, he's coming through in the clutch. I mean, he's getting MVP consideration now. He's, like, back at least in the conversation, which, you know, I might have to shake his hand for that and say thank you for not making me look like a complete idiot.
You know, I saw the quote that was attributed to him saying, you know, am I down? Am I having a down year? He said, you know, I think I'm averaging 5 points less per game, but so what? Like, if you walked up to most NBA players and said, next year you're going to average 5 points less per game, they would probably get their agent on the phone and start making backup financial plans. Like the 5 points less per game is a whole lot on a season average. But the way that Steph dismisses it, you know, it really is just an all buy-in philosophy of the wins that are what matter here. And you know, if you like, I guess my argument would be this, while the whole world decides when and or when not to hate the Golden State Warriors, if the whole world is going to decide that Kawhi Leonard is the MVP because all he cares about is winning, why won't people come to the Warriors and be like, hey, all they care about is winning. I respect that.
Because the Spurs have that, you know, that respect, so to speak, that reputation.
Blue collar.
I still think people have a hard time with the fact that the Warriors' rise was so sudden. And, like, just before, it wasn't that long ago, they were laughing stocks. Look, when they went to San Antonio, they were, like, one for their last 25 in San Antonio. So right. It wasn't that long ago they were irrelevant. So, like, the Spurs built that from, like, 99 on to now, was that, like, 18 years? This has been brewing, and it's been a long period. The Warriors came out of nowhere, relatively. And so many of these fan bases who were waiting for their turn, you know, it just didn't happen because all of a sudden the Warriors just came out of nowhere. So I think there's some of that in the picture that they stole a lot of dreams, and they do it in such a arrogant fashion that it's got to be irritating if you're in another fan base and you were expecting, all right, my team is on a rise, and all of a sudden the Warriors just like blew them out the water. I could see why you would hate them.
I'll tell you, the Clippers should really be the Frosties.
Right?
Everything they thought they were about to be is exactly what the Warriors became, and they might even be further away from being what they thought they were about to be now than when the whole process started to look better just a couple years ago. Marcus Thompson from the Bay Area News Group. Before we get to a great opening night for the A's, I actually cut out a little early. I saw Chris Davis's second home run on my TV. I saw a fan doing the Sean Doolittle dance out in right field that was so funny. I've got him booked next on the show. We're going to talk to a guy named Daniel Schlimmer coming up next. He is a phenomenal baseball fan. I love the guy very much. But I did go home for really one reason, so I could have a flip back and watch the end of the national championship game. Did I should have stayed in Oakland, because that was an ugly, ugly NCAA final. As forgettable a champion run as you can have through the tournament, I'm not here to cut down Carolina's legs or anything like that, but that was an ugly basketball game that didn't serve its sport very well.
And you know, you know me, Damon. I'm one of those NBA diehards through and through, and I will debate anybody up and down about which is better, college or pro. But there is no debate after that. That was a national championship game, and that was a complete disaster. It was awful basketball. Those were the two best teams in college basketball. And that's what you get. You put the two best teams in the NBA together, You're gonna get a great show. Period. I don't care if the refs are bad, if shots are missing, somebody's gonna do something spectacular. That business they put on for the national championship, especially after last year's greatness, that's embarrassing. It's a joke. And if the NCAA, with all their billions, can't invest in decent refs, like, what are we doing here? It's really on us. We're the ones who like buy in whole hog because people paint their face and announcers get loud. It's really typically bad basketball.
Yeah, look, the atmosphere is great. The bands are great. The arenas and the scenes are great. It's been a long time since the overall game's been great at the college level. There's no doubt about that. It's been a long time since the A's had a great opening night. They officially had one. What a way to open the year last night. It was pitch perfect all the way from Ricky Henderson's collar pop to Santiago Casilla, of all guys, notching a save while Mark Melancon did what he did on opening day. What'd you think of the A's afternoon? Let's call it the Dave Cavill, everybody, extravaganza.
Right? What is Dave Cavill not the winner in all this, right?
He sure is.
It was a perfect East Bay night, right? It was a perfect moment. Ricky Henderson was tremendous. Sunglasses, collar pop, all that. Crush Davis is out here, you know, hitting bombs and dancing the DMX as he run the bases. You know, it was wild out there. Like, I spent the first couple hours just walking around, man. It was lit. You could just feel the energy. It was a great night. And then to top it off, like, Santiago Casilla actually completes a save. It was almost like, take that, San Francisco. We take your scrub.
It really was.
Right? Like, when he had that walk, everybody was like, uh-oh, here we go. But he actually pulled it out. I don't know if he's going to do that regularly, but this may be the best night of the season for the A's. So I'm glad they at least got that out the way.
the only way that they could send a bigger message to the San Francisco Giants is if, like, they picked up John Bowker and started him the rest of the way in right field, and all of a sudden he's in the All-Star game.
45 homers, right?
Hey, thanks an awful lot. Great to talk to you, as always, Marcus. We'll see you a little later tonight here at Oracle, man.
All right, thank you, sir.
There he is, Marcus Thompson. Make sure you check out his new Steph Curry book, Golden, available in any and all places.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.